The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has sanctioned a campaign of possible industrial action over what it says is a severe staffing crisis in hospitals. Following a month-long consultation, the union has approved ballots for industrial action on a location-by-location basis, meaning nurses in individual hospitals can vote to go on strike. We'll be talking to the INMO's General Secretary, Phil Nihay, in just a moment. But first, let's hear from a protest at University Hospital Limerick, where 85 patients were waiting for admission this morning. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, spoke to some of those taking part in the demonstration. The first voice you'll hear is that of John Moran, the former Secretary General at the Department of Finance.
Yeah, Cathy, well, look, I mean, I know you've been very ill for the last year with cancer, right? And I live 500 metres from this hospital. The last year I've been treated in Galway because I spent 2 hours on the floor, one and a half hours actually to be accurate, on the floor of the regional hospital behind me here on morphine, unable to sit in a chair and not been treated, and effectively had to go to Galway to save my life. And so I wanted to be here today to say that story, because there are lots of people who will never get a chance to tell their story, and people need to listen on behalf of the Midwest. We just need a better system, or this city's never going to grow like it's supposed to.
I've come today because this region between Clare, Tipperary and Limerick have been left down for far too long. We've been putting up with a subpar service from UHL for far too long.
Well, I've joined the protest today because I believe it's really important that the people of Limerick, people in the Midwest region, take a stand, show that this is not good enough. The current situation with our hospitals is just crazy. Everybody on the street knows about this now, and something needs to change, something needs to happen. What we're calling on today is to reopen the A&Es in St. John's in Limerick, in Ennis, Nina as well. And this would immediately alleviate waiting times in UHL. That's what we're calling for, and that's what we're hoping to get out of today.
People protesting at Limerick Hospital this morning. Well, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation wants the HSE to publish, quote, a fully funded workforce plan for the coming winter ahead of the INMO Annual Delegate Conference, which is scheduled for May. If this plan is not completed, it says, a national ballot will be considered. In the meantime, as we've been reporting, the union has sanctioned votes for industrial action on a location-by-location basis. Well, the General Secretary of the INMO is Phil Nihay, and she joins us now. Very good afternoon to the and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
If I can deal, first of all, with this sanction by the union for votes on a location-by-location, I presume a hospital-by-hospital basis for industrial action. Why has that decision been taken, and what might it mean?
Well, we have just spent the past month going from hospital to hospital around the acute hospital. So we visited 30 hospitals in a fairly short period of time. And to a site, they're all understaffed, overcrowded, very high incidences of burnout, very obvious to us. Our members telling us that they are practicing in unsafe conditions daily. At night, it's even worse. They have absolutely no faith in anybody making a big change that is required, or the big change that is required. And when we reach agreements, they're even more frustrated because those agreements are not implemented properly. And so what they're saying to us is that they have no faith at the moment in the ability of their employer to keep them safe when they go to work or to allow them practice safely. So again, I suppose when you speak to nurses, you're speaking about their conditions of employment, but they're also speaking about patients and about the absolute terrible conditions under which patients are being treated right now.
So how then, Phil Nihay, how then would industrial action, perhaps up to and including strike action, begin to confront some of those issues?
Well, they believe strongly that there's a level of complacency in the system now which almost believes that, you know what, when you have 400 people on trolleys, it's not so bad. When in fact, that is really bad. Like today, for example, we have 548 people on trolleys on a Friday in mid-February. And there doesn't seem to be any different action being taken today than there will be next week, when we might have a lesser number or a higher number. So there's no plan. So what our members are saying is we need a proper plan to tackle this issue, and it has to include funding for an increased workforce. You cannot open one single extra bed in this country without supplying nurses, funding nursing posts.
Okay,
and
but if, for example,
sorry
to cut across you, but I'm just to focus on this decision in relation to potential industrial action. If, for example, members of the union in Limerick, we've just been hearing from the Limerick University Hospital there, I think more than 80 people on trolleys today, if they decide that they want a ballot for industrial action, what happens then in relation to them and in Limerick?
Well, right now what's happening in Limerick is our members are being forced to work in really unsafe conditions with very high incidences, again, of assault against them as workers. What they're saying is their employer has a duty to keep them safe, and part of that duty is to make sure there are enough of them on duty to provide the service. If that isn't the case, they will be forced to take industrial action. That isn't inevitable, but it is a consequence of inaction by an employer. So we're going to meet all of the hospitals in the next week, and they will be in no doubt as to what they have to do to prevent this action.
As part of the national pay deal, Building Momentum, your union and all the other unions that signed up to it agreed to procedures to resolve industrial disputes. There's a dispute resolution process. Will that apply in the case of these location-by-location ballots?
Well, what we're clearly saying is this is about health and safety. This is about workers not being safe when they go to work. That is nothing to do with the procedures in Building Momentum, which deal with matters of pay. And
But they cover industrial action, don't they?
Well, they cover industrial action in the context of what that agreement covers, which is pay.
So you wouldn't feel bound by the procedures in Building Momentum then in this context?
What we're saying is that the employer has an obligation, which they are not fulfilling. And when you are unsafe and an employer has an obligation to keep you safe, you will be forced, unfortunately, to take measures that protect yourself. Now, we as a trade union are very clear. We have exhausted every single procedure that is available to us. We have written to the Health and Safety Authority. We appeared before the Oireachtas Committee on numerous occasions, including last week, setting out to everybody in the country who have governance from a political point of view and from those in the HSE and Department of Health, that workers, our members, are not safe when they go to work. So, and the patients that they try to provide care to are not being treated correctly because of the inaction in relation to our current public health services. Phil, and that's not good enough.
We'll leave it there. Phil Nihay of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, thanks for talking to us.